Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Old Gorio by Honoré de Balzac. This book is read by Frederick Davidson. To the great and illustrious Geoffroy Saint-Hilaire, a token of admiration for his works and genius. De Balzac. Madame Vauquer, née de Conflans, is an elderly person who for the past 40 years has kept a lodging house in the Rue Neuve Saint-Geneviève, in the district that lies between the Latin Quarter and the Faubourg Saint-Marcel. Her house, known in the neighbourhood as the Maison Vauquer, receives men and women, old and young, and no word has ever been breathed against her respectable establishment. But at the same time it must be said that, as a matter of fact, no young woman has been under her roof for 30 years, and that if a young man stays there for any length of time, it is a sure sign that his allowance must be of the slenderest. In 1819, however, the time when this drama opens, there was an almost penniless young girl among Madame Vauquer's boarders. That word, drama, has been somewhat discredited of late. It has been overworked and twisted to strange uses in these days of dolorous literature. But it must do service again here, not because this story is dramatic in the restricted sense of the word, but because some tears may perhaps be shed, intra et extra muros, before it is over. Will anyone without the walls of Paris understand it? It is open to doubt. The only audience who could appreciate the results of close observation, the careful reproduction of minute detail and local colour, are dwellers between the heights of Montrouge and Montmartre, in a vale of crumbling stucco watered by streams of black mud, a vale of sorrows which are real, and of joys too often hollow. But this audience is so accustomed to terrible sensations that only some unimaginable and well-nigh impossible woe could produce any lasting impression there. Now and again there are tragedies so awful and so grand, by reason of the complication of virtues and vices that bring them about, that egoism and selfishness are forced to pause, and are moved to pity. But the impression that they receive is like a luscious fruit, soon consumed. Civilization, like the car of Juggernaut, is scarcely stayed perceptibly in its progress, by a heart less easy to break than the others that lie in its course. This also is broken, and civilization continues on her course, triumphant. And you, too, will do the like.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?